it's important. Now, the reason why you have differences is because the anatomy is different in the very low rectum. So in the mesorectum, it's relatively easy. We have this nice, big, fatty cushion that we can remove around the tumour, which, of course, starts growing in the lumen. As you come down, the mesorectum disappears, so it's no longer there. You have the levators forming, and then you have the levators fusing with the sphincters. So the anatomy is completely different, and we need to take that into account when we are devising our operation, as Miles did. And the bit that's really important is the lowest bit. And here's the levators coming in. It's where the mesorectum disappears, and it's where the sphincters form. And the great news is, thanks to Gina Brown, you can actually see on the MRIs beautifully the levator structures, you can see the sphincters, you can even see the intersphincteric space in these. So we have no excuse for not knowing where the tumour is and appropriately removing it so that the margin positivity rates fall.